So with that in mind, what was kind of your presentation when you came to deal with the challenges, problems, what were in the solutions? What was your presentation like about the bridge?
Well, Alaska is very different because our logistics are different. You can't just go to the store and buy something here. You're out 150 miles from the nearest civilization, and you have to get the pieces to the bridge there. And if you look at the logistics, you've got to go through train tunnels. You've got all kinds of obstructions and limitations for the pieces. So the common, you know, down south type engineers, you know, they can access almost any place. So they can come up with all kinds of designs. Here, you had to come up with a design that could fit through a tunnel. These girders that were finally designed, orthotropic steel box girders, were designed specifically to go through certain tunnels. And they were maxed out. That's the biggest piece that you could ship. So that was one thing. The other thing is, and that basically established then the span lengths, around 410 feet, which is not long, but long enough for a bridge. It's, you know, good span length. And then we had seismic loads. The first modern seismic design was applied to this bridge.
Explain a little bit.
Well, before, earthquakes were neglected by engineers. They didn't understand them. They preferred to neglect them. And that's one of the contributions of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, is that all of a sudden it brought into reality how earthquakes work. And this was the first design to do that, to incorporate that. And the design loads were, 10 times on this bridge what would have been applied under normal bridge design at the time. Just total ignorance when it came to engineering of bridges related to seismic design. In Alaska, we experience about 1,000 earthquakes per month of varying degrees. A lot of them are over Richter 4 out in the Aleutians, and then up here, they can be big. We had one big one here in 2002, I think it was, Richter 7, 9 or something like that. And it shook this bridge, and of course nothing happened. Why? Well, the pipeline and the bridge were designed for it. Had it not been, if they had designed under the old stuff, might have been a problem.